This is Fresh Air. Now that the late-night talk show wars have settled down again, our TV critic David Bianculli says there's a talk show we should be watching that's not broadcast by CBS, NBC, or ABC, or even Comedy Central. It's The Graham Norton Show, imported by BBC America and shown on Saturday nights. Here's David's review.
The Graham Norton Show has been around a long time, and so has Norton. But few people I know watch the show or even know about it. Yet his game has gotten even better lately as his guest roster has gotten ridiculously A-list. Paul McCartney, Elton John, Robert De Niro, and Bill Murray have all shown up this season. And even those guests who show up on talk shows more frequently have a different experience on Graham Norton's show. Think of how many times you've seen Matt Damon as a talk show guest, on Jimmy Kimmel's program and elsewhere. Now think what it must have meant when Damon, at the end of a recent episode of The Graham Norton Show, told his host this.
By the way, this is the best time I've ever had on the talk show.
Why did Damon enjoy himself so much? Well, he got to swap stories with fellow guests Bill Murray and Hugh Bonneville while swigging champagne, and even knock an audience member off his chair in a specially rigged ejector seat. One secret ingredient of Norton's show is that most of the time, the guests all come out at once, sitting and interacting together the way they used to on the old Merv Griffin show. The other secret ingredient is that Norton, like Craig Ferguson, isn't so much interested in what a celebrity is there to plug as almost anything else. So when Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt show up to promote their new Edge of Tomorrow movie, and Blunt talks about being pregnant during reshoots, Norton uses that as an excuse to ask about the birth of her baby. And as a result, he gets not only a funny story from the British actress, but a story told partly in a decidedly and impressively non-British accent.
Was it the nurse that was very complimentary when she popped
out? Yeah, she was funny. We were in the recovery room afterwards, and we had this amazing nurse who came in, and she looked at Hazel, and she goes, "Damn, your baby is so cute." And I went, "Oh, really?" She went, "She is gorgeous." And I went, "Hey, Mabel, I think you say that to all the mothers." And she went, "No, I don't." She said, "When I know a baby ugly, I say, you had a baby."
One perfect example of the unique chemistry on Norton's show is another baby story. British singer Robbie Williams is talking about the recent birth of his daughter, Teddy, and actress Emma Thompson, seated on the couch with Williams, takes over the questioning. She elicits an answer that results in increasingly loud waves of laughter, as more and more people, including Graham Norton himself, realize exactly what Williams said and meant.
Was Teddy born here?
Yes, she was born here, yeah.
Were you actually at the Hello Teddy moment? Were you there for the birth?
Yes, I was.
We were down the business end.
Yeah, I was.
Well done, man.
It was like my favourite pub burning down.
It's so much fun to watch people on Graham Norton's couch make each other roar with laughter. And it happens often. On the same show with Tom Cruise and Emily Blunt, Seth MacFarlane came out to promote his new movie. But Norton was much more interested in having MacFarlane revisit some favorite Family Guy bits. And everyone, Cruise included, went crazy with delight as MacFarlane recreated one of Norton's favorites in particular. It was Liam Neeson's telephone call to his daughter's kidnappers in the movie Taken, but as performed by Kermit the Frog.
I'm not going to be able to remember the speech.
I don't have any money.
Oh, that's so good.
But what I do have are a very specific set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for somebody like you. If you don't let the girl go, I will track you down. I will find you, and I will kill you.
On a recent show with Elton John and Judi Dench, the openly gay Norton asked her about her nightlife, and ended up remembering more of it than she did, including one night at a gay club named Heaven. And that was enough to turn Elton John into an instant comedian.
Now, Judi, do you still go clubbing? Do you still cut a rug?
You know, I've never, ever been to a club in my life. What a terrible... Yes,
Judy,
quite.
Judy Dench.
Judy Dench. Sorry for me.
You lie like a rug.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Never been to a nightclub.
Yes, you have.
Where?
I bumped into you
with
in
you?
Heaven.
Oh. Oh, yes. Absolutely true. Took us in. They took us in through the back door.
Wouldn't they?
Story of her life.
That is the only time.
Is that really the only time?
Yes.
Did you not have a nice night? You look like you were having fun.
Yes, I think we did.
I'm gay and I've never been to heaven. I'm never getting there either, but I... Why, that's astonishing. Why were you there, for God's sake?
That's a good question, too.
I know the answer to that as
what
well.
What was the question?
You were there to see Cher.
What?
You were there to see Cher, the singer Cher.
Oh, yes, that's right.
With all the celebrities on stage at once, they get to and have to listen to one another and interact. Watching the Graham Norton show is like eavesdropping on an all-star cocktail party, and Norton even supplies the drinks. It's an old trick. Just think of Johnny Carson the night that Bob Hope and Dean Martin stayed on the couch to greet George Gobel. But the group approach, with or without the drinks, is so unusual in today's TV landscape, it seems positively, refreshingly new. It's a talk show where everyone gets to talk, even to each other.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.